G.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an hour of world music with a focus on the harp and all its forms from around the globe. We've got music from around the world in the next hour, from Japan, Turkey, Germany, and right here in the U.S. And to get the hour started, from England, this is Catherine Finch from her 2003 CD, Crossing the Stone. Thank you.
Thank you.
from Japan, that was Motoshi Kosako. From his CD entitled Pilgrim, we heard Forest Awakening, which is an improvisation, followed by Winter Sunrise, and Motoshi played all the instruments used on this CD. And we started the set out with Catherine Finch from her CD Crossing the Stone, beginning with Harper's Bazaar, followed by the third movement from Electric Counterpoint, composed by Steve Reich, originally for Pat Metheny, who played all 10 guitar parts on the original. But here, Catherine layers and overdubs all the parts on harps. And the liner notes mention that it's because of its complicated rhythms and concentration needed to play this in time. It was the most difficult piece to record on the CD. Next up, more works from Motoshi Kosako from his solo harp work CD.
Thank you.
That last piece was from Shirin Pankaraglu from Turkey. From her CD Istanbul and Sestelleri, we heard Çınar, a piece that was composed for harp, kanun, oud, and kemençe. Before that, we heard from Rüdiger Oppermann from Germany from his CD Fragile Balance. Pieces called Wintertime, Summertime, and Roses for Rumi, which is a taksim, an improvisation in modal Turkish style, followed by a melody used for whirling dervish dance. And at the top of that set, Motoshi Kosako from his CD On the Way Home, Solo Harp Works. We heard some blues, followed by a piece called Blues.
Thank you.
From Joanna Newsom, her CD is entitled Milk-Eyed Mender. The piece was entitled Angalo. Before that, we heard from the Tekfen Philharmoni Orchestrası from Istanbul, Turkey, from their CD Old World, New World. Piece entitled Bolam, Fifth Movement. Incorporating the harp and the cheng, both played by Shirin Pankaraglu. The cheng is a very old instrument, first seen in Iran around 3000 BC, but it disappeared around the 17th century. Just one look at this instrument and you know it's a harp, but its soundboard is held near the body with the strings affixed to the bottom of the instrument, which is kind of opposite from Western harps. You've been listening to Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Visit our website for podcasts and playlists of this and other locally produced shows. That's at krvs.org. And while you're there, you can also make a financial pledge of support to help keep KRVS on the air. Look for the red Support Us button on the top of the homepage. It's a safe and secure way to make a pledge at any time. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
Donizetti's historical drama Caterina Cornaro is not one of his better-known scores, but its concise drama and emotional energy make it one of the most compelling of all his operas. I'm Lisa Simeoni. Join me for Caterina Cornaro in an exciting performance from Montpellier next time on World of Opera.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
I'm Cody Hiltz. Join my brother Danny and I for Japan Jukebox every Monday at 11 p.m. Come along on our weekly journey to the land of the rising sun for new episodes every Monday and Saturday morning at 3 a.m. for an encore broadcast here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.